Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
This evening, we are talking about the COVID-19 pandemic, voter registration in Zimbabwe, and other issues.
And speaking about COVID-19, Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health reports that 687,321 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine under phase 2 of the program, and more than 300,080 have received their second dose of the same vaccine.
The ministry also reports that 39,189 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year. Nearly 37,000 people have recovered and 1,606 have succumbed to the COVID-19 disease.
In other issues that broke over the weekend, a prominent evangelist, Temitope Baluguni Joshua, popularly known as TB Joshua, died at the weekend, according to ABC, CNN, and the Washington Post. VOA Lingala and other media entities say TB Joshua, as he was affectionately known, died Saturday in Nigeria. He is the founder of the Mega Church Synagogue Church. He died at the age of 57.
And the second baby for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex is officially here. Meghan gave birth to a healthy girl on Friday. A spokesperson for Prince Harry and Meghan said on Sunday, the couple welcomed their child, Lilibet Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor. Her first name, Lilibet, is a nod to Her Majesty the Queen's nickname. Her middle name is in honor of her grandmother and Harry's mother. The baby is the eighth in line to the British throne.
Back to Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, voter registration continues amid reports that few people are registering to vote. That's one of our topics tonight. As we said earlier on, we'll also be looking at COVID-19 and other related issues.
Ngiyabonga mahlaba zulinjani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje ke sibamba lapha lalapha siyaqalisa ke COVID-19. Lapha sibona khona ukuthi kulabantu asebefika 687,321 asebehlatshwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuvikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Kuthi abangu 380,786 sebehlatshwe okwesibili. Siyabona ukuthi ke iMinister of Health yabika njalo ukuthi kulabantu abayi 39,189 asebetholakele bele COVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye. Kwenza ukusithi kunani leli kulabantu 36,728 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuthi abayi 1,606 nabantu abasababulawa umkhuhlane lo. Nxa sisikhangela njalo ke uTB Joshua abaningi liyamazi. Siyakhumbula ke ekhulekela abantu abaningi kakhulu abanye badabuka eZimbabwe, abanye badabuka endaweni ezijeneyo, ikasekho ke sizokuthiwa ke ubhubhe ngesonto kunangale ke kule Nigeria. Abantu abaningi mavela siyakwazi ukuthi bebemlandela kakhulu uTB Joshua ngakho konke lokhu akwenzayo. Siyabona ke i-ABC, i-CNN, Washington Post, VOA Lingala labanye ke ababika imbiko bathi ke uTB Joshua ukanya ebhubhe ngomgqibelo kulangale kwele Nigeria. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kwayele Mega Church Synagogue akade lapho etshengisa khona abantu kumabonakude ukuthi kukhulekwa njani, njalo nxa sezimkhuleko abantu bayikhangele baze betsho abakutshoyo. Sikhangele njalo ke kwele Britane ngapha ke siyakwazi ukuthi kulo Meghan lo Prince Harry asebehlala khonapha kwele Melika ukhanya sebe lo mntwana. Umntwana lo ke ubizwa kuthiwa nguLilibet Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor. So ke ukuthi Lilibet lokhu nickname kagogo Queen Elizabeth. Bese kusithi ke okunye kwangkhona ukuthi Diana lapha phela unina kajaha. So ke kukhanya ngazani babonga kakhulu abazali labokhokho khonapho. Bese kusithi ke eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi voter registration ubhalisele ukuvota kuqhubekela phambili. So ke abantu marvelous bakhuthazwa ukuthi bayibhalisela ukuvota ngoba ukuvota ukuthi kuqhathekile okunye ongaza kubona. So mabantu bangasavotanga kana kule king kunjalo mabelasi.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tirokuchingamidzai nemufaro nhasi muvhuro June 7, 2021 nhasi pachirongwa chelight talk tirikutarisa isu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda panyaya yekushaya kwemuparidzi ane mukurumbira vaTB Joshua kuNigeria izvo takanzwa kuti zvakaitika paweekend iyoyi uyezve tichitarisa kuti mwana waPrince Charles Harry nemudzimai wake Meghan vakawanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachibatsirwa nemwana musikana wechipiri vakamupa zita nickname ya Queen rekuti Lilibet kana kuti Lily vachizotora zvakare zita rambuya vake kusaidi kwababa wake Harry rekuti Diana Princess Diana vaimbova vari mukadzi waPrince Charles. Saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kutarisa tichatarisa zvakare gadziriro yenyaya yekuvhota tichitarisa kuti tinoona kuti mapato akasiyana-siyana vatotanga ivo kuti 2023 vanenge vakamirira kuti vachida kuti mapato avo awanikwe achikunda musarudzo dzinoitwa munyika. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti bazi rezveutano parizvino riri kuzivisa kuti riri paphase 2 yekubaya vanhu nhomba dzecovid-19 uye parizvino pane vanhu 687,321 vakabayiwa first dose yenhomba yecovid-19 kwozoya vanhu 380,000 vakawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba yechipv. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti vanhu vabatwa necovid-19 kubvira denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura vasvika ivo toti vakatesta positive vachinzi vakabatwa nechirwere ichi vasvika pa 39,181. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti 37,000 yevanhu ava vakabatwa necovid-19 asi vakakunda denda iri asi kune vamwewo vakawanikwa vachirasirwa noupenyu vamira vari pa1,606 vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19. Saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura ipo pano nevanyarikani vedu Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous, before we go into some of these most topical issues, you know, let's look at what people are doing during this COVID pandemic. So we know that people are struggling to make ends meet, and we've got some who are working as usual, like in Cholocho, you know, as a Jesus Panda actually visited that place last week, and we met with various people, including this lady who actually cooks a lot of food at Cholocho Business Center. She cooks some angina, she cooks some offals, she cooks lots of stuff. So let's listen to what the lady said about what she's doing at Cholocho Center. Here she comes.
When's that about Pokumando?
Near
Okay. So that put you about what?
I bat him.
Couldn't you slow up to one slogan?
Yeah, one slogan, my two, among him. As I said, you allow in the walk in the more icy, the beans, the.
I'm going to go to the house. Oh, umntana akho lo.
Umntana nami bana sipheka sonke.
Lipheka lonke la.
Ayiyo. So sabona kungcono ukuthi sizame ukuziphilisa kana. Ngoba sekufa ukukhona kungane sizodobuye bazothi kunini.
So marvelous, that is Mandlovu. She's cooking a lot of things, you know. Cow heads, cow hoofs, beans, meat, everything. You can get it under that little roof. You know, she's doing a wonderful job there.
I heard her explaining that she used to be working in South Africa, but now she has started a business there in Zimbabwe. Very interesting indeed.
Yeah, very interesting. She started at Renkini Bus Terminus in Bulawayo, and then went to Johannesburg, and then came back home. You know, she maybe had some challenges in Johannesburg, and had to go back home. And she says people love that place, you know, thanks to Ezra Chisa Esbanda, who was talking to the lady. So now, back to our discussion today, we're talking about voter registration. It seems as if many people are not registering to vote. You know, I was talking to people in a program that I've been doing, you know, here, Zimbabwe Today, as Scotland. So some youths were saying they're not going to register because they don't have any kind of, you know, belief that there could be fair, free, and credible elections in Zimbabwe. And most of them are now working in South Africa, and they're saying, you know, they won't vote. So, but the bottom line is, if they don't vote, then somebody else will be voted into power, and they'll start complaining after the elections. So that was our discussion, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm happy that we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Chuma was the MP for Pelandaba Mopoma. So now we are clear that he's around. So welcome to the program, Mr. Chuma. Welcome, Mr. Chuma. Can you hear me?
Yes, James, how are you? Good evening, Zimbabwe. Good evening, marvelous. Good evening, everyone else who is in this panel.
Good evening.
Thank you very much. So the first question is, what's going on with the registration? Because some people are not registering to vote. There seems to be a problem.
Yes, James, definitely there is a problem. People are just not registering to vote as per expectation. I suppose maybe also other people do not understand the importance of ring, actually, because that is your right that you need to exercise in choosing who is going to lead you in the next 5 years in whatever leadership capacity, be it councillor, be it member of parliament, or even the president himself or herself. So I think they need to definitely carry out more and more voter education to help people understand why it is important for them to register to vote. Another thing that I think we also need to really look into is to say the statistics that we have, that is, if you to say that a constituency delimitation exercise is going to be determined by, say, maybe 30,000 voters in that particular area. Maybe it's time that we really look at it and say, do we have the kind of people that we're talking about in those particular areas, or we are talking of numbers that we probably had, and most of them probably now are no longer around that area. They've probably gone to other greener pastures and stuff like that. You know, like here in Bulawayo, most people would go down south to South Africa to try and actually living over there. So those are the kind of things that we need to now sit down as stakeholders and talk about and see, and also while we definitely carry out more voter education to the people, for them to understand why they have to be registered to vote.
Yeah, Baba Chuma, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Sicela uphinde khona ukuthi ngesindebele ngamafutshane baba.
Ngiyabonga Mthembo. Right, ngikhuluma ngisithi kona kuyadanisa sibili ukubona ukubana inani labantu abahambayo besiyabhalisa ukubana bebe ngamavota lincane kakhulu kulalokhu besikucabangela ukubana kuzoyenzakala. Ko-ke usuka ucabange ukuthi mhlawumbe abantu maybe abanye abazwisisi isidingo sokubana bahambe beyorejista ukuba ngamavota ukuthi singaphi kahle ngoba abantu bengakuzwisisa kunoku bazabakwazi ubana nxa umuntu engarejistanga uvota ngala lilungelo lonalelo elokukhetha ozamela kumbe kusekhansilini, ozamela kumbe kusephalamenti, kumboza mela ofisi ni yonangwa kwa tegele ega monga meli welezi so gonge luka pandu mele mbafundi seba kufundi wata siko na hapo futi mtembo enyi ndo mwenese mfungina nzala pa yukuti mtaombe silogu sifaka inani edipezu luka kule edinga enziyo sisili tina ama conscience itulao afuna lakutu hape na panda bangaka. For example, I think more than 26,000 or 30,000 gone up on your own. Maybe a corner band. But who can dig a second civil? Escabezo, where I've been your commander, I've been a little free again in Nan. So, in the medicine, the Pazzo, you know, about involved in the Logan Otang is to our stakeholders. Either my political parties is my logos in. Ama civic organizations angabe ekhona ukuthi sihlale phansi sibone sithandana ukuthi siqotsha empala ngaki lapha kunjalo ilezo balesi sicotsha siyazibona na konke lokho kuphuma egcekeni ubana sisibe kwazi ukuthi sivela ngapi siya ngapi kodwa ungawukhangela inani labantu abahamba besiya register ukuvota hayi yadanisa ngempela
marvelous.
Vachuma mungati sana nguruwe rikuti shaka mira sei kubaturemu ile zano PF panyaya yekuti vanuwa wani kwezo vachinyore saku vota atinola kuti mchorewe na uopo chungono ane kampeni yake ya harku itachieza kukwesha vechi niki nyanya kuti vande kuna vota imi ku zano PF kushaka mira sei
kubaturemu kuno ku zano PF especially kuno kubulawa at the moment zvokuita zviya zvokumutsidzira ma CL edu tichiona kuti ma members edu aripo here and uye zvekare aripo akaregister here kuvota saka tinozviita izvo cell by cell district by district tichinyatsoda kuongorora kuti munhu wese anoti inhengo yezanu PF akajoina musangano ane kodzero rokuvhota here nekuti game rika igame rekuvhoterana at the end of the day kana tirimupolitics room tinonyanyotarisa kuti by the end of the day tichagona kuvhotegwa kuti tihwine masiti mukanzuro muparamendi kana even siti ya president chaiyo so tiri kukurudzira vanhu chaizvo every day kuti tinyatsoona tichimeka sure kuti nhengo dzedu dzese dziri registered to vote.
So let's bring in Mr. Nkosinathi Hlase. Cela uvaleke khonapho babachuma ipatani yakho. So Mr. Hlase, welcome to the program, sir.
Siyabonga babuduka. How are you and the listeners?
No, everyone is well. Tell us why are you not registering to vote?
No, I did not say actually I'm not registering to vote, but like as young people, we have lost hope in the system. The system has failed us for many years, actually. So, but I would like to encourage people, if possible, especially young people, they must go and register to vote. I'm also preparing to go down there in 1st of August. I will try and register if they are still if kusavulekile at that time.
Yeah, akusitele sibili sibone ngazana abantu abaningi abasakhulayo abanjengawe baba. Kabafuna ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota uhamba njani?
Yeah, khona lokho engiceda ukusho ukuthi firstly abantu abasha abaningi abafundiswanga mhlawumbe ngathi they are not acquainted with the kumbe abayazi nje ipurpose yokuthi yokuvota ukuthi ngiyani because mangibheka ikakhulukazi la elupane la engibuya khona ngithola ukuthi nje abantu abaningi intsha yalaphana ayazi lutho ngokuvota so ngibona ngathi labo abaphethe ezokuvota okokuqala nje they need ukuthi bafundise abantu first then bengafundiswa-ke abantu bazobakwazi-ke ukuthi what is the purpose of voting and nokuthi ivoti yakho iyakhawunta noma uyi-one it means something.
Ye kodwa kukhanya ngazane njengoba usitsho ukuthi abantu ngana bakwazi ukuthi kunceda ngani khonokho pho kwini okwangenza ukuthi wena bekukhange ukuthi uyebhalisele ukuvota kwinokwabasibili okwabanika idlabuzane
into engamotivator abantu ukuthi bavote angazi ukuthi kungaba yini ngoba njengamanje asisekho emakhaya sisukile sazozama impilo engcono kwezinye indawo so ukuthi sihlangane sonke sikwazi ukuthi simotivatane angazi ukuthi mhlawumbe mangaba nama platform la where we can talk about these things si discuss ngazo abantu bafundiswa ukuthi yiyona indlela abangayenza ngayo ushintsho ekhaya ushintsho emuva uma ngabe futhi kube noshintsho ngoba uma sihlele sithi asivote we are giving other party a free card ukuthi iqhubeke ikanti masifuna ukwenza ushintsho we have to stand up and sikube khona sikwenzayo so unless if singaba neplatform where we can talk about this discuss and then sikwenzisane ngicabanga ukuthi yiyo indlela engamotivate especially the youth.
So what type of platforms are you talking about here in English? Can you put it across? To say platforms like this, that and that, you know?
The first platform you and Alice Eskuluma right now is Studio 7 is the first platform. Secondly, we can have a platform on Facebook. Ngiyabona nje sekakhona lawo ma platform ama groups ku Facebook na ma WhatsApp and other social media platforms. Ngicabanga ukuthi yona angasisiza ekuthenini si-motivate abantu abasha.
Yes, yawuzwa kakhulu bamba khonapho ke. Marvelous, there you are. So all what this gentleman is saying is that they've given up in terms of voting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but she wants to go and register sometime in August.
Okay.
She's saying that the majority of youths seems they're not interested.
Okay.
So he says maybe there could be some platforms where these people can be reached,
Asitiri ipaponda kwanza kuwana hawa Clifford Flash kwa yowe MDC Alliance Delegate Mbonswa kwa wari kuti Ivo batungawo re MDC Alliance Panesha rupita ire mkweza kukweza Vano kwanza kukia wachizo vota mu election ipia Vata kwa yowe mkuti nzwa ire
Ande kuzwa zishoma
Ehe
Ileke pasi
Alright, but it's just true kunzwa hivi. Saka taura yenyu kuti pane zvirikuitwa nebato renyu here mukuedza kukwezva vanhu kuti vawanikwe vachinyoresa kuvhota.
Chakakosha tinofanira kutanga kuziva vana veZimbabwe ndechekuti nyaya yekuvhota haisi yezvematongerwo enyika. Inyaya yeupenyu hwevanhu, inyaya yekusimudzira nyika yedu nekuti kuvhota kuri kuviri. Vanopina mubalot vachiisa X nevaya vasikaendi kumba vasikaendi kunovhota vacho
Saka zvakamira zvakadaro zvii zviri kuitwa neMDC Alliance kuedza kuti vanhu vakwanise
tinokurudzira vana veZimbabwe nyika yese kuti vanyorese nekuti kunyorese kuvhota kunoitwa nguva dzese ndofunga munoziva chirongwa chitakatanga chaka uparu wana president chamisa citizen conventions for change chiri kuitwa kuma constituencies kwese kuma branches kwese kumusangano kuma townships kwakawanda donzvo riripo ndiri kukurudza vana veZimbabwe vatore chidanho chavo chinova chekuti varegise kuvhota vazokwanisa kuvhota zvakawanda is a basket full of activities tiri kuita kwese hatipana kusara hapana watiri kusiya kwese kumaruzevha kumadhorobha kumapurazi kumamines kwese tiri kusvika tichikurudzira vana veZimbabwe kuti vanyorese kuvhota asi takakosha ndechekuti vazive kuti vari kuvhoterei haisi nyaya yekungovhota vasingazivi vanoda kuvhoterei vari vari kunyoresere chii inyaya yeupenyu hwavo inyaya yeZimbabwe nyika yedu tese takabatana nekukosha kwevhoti kuti kana tikavhota tine uwandu hwedu tinoita kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka muZimbabwe.
Maybe if you can give us in English before I let you go, I can see the network is coming in and out in case we lose you. What is your party's stance right now when it comes to trying to lure voters to go and register. What plans are you, do you have in place?
We have a full bucket full of activities. We've rolled out many programs, many activities within Zimbabwe and even outside Zimbabwe. As you know, we are campaigning for the diaspora vote. Mm-hmm. We are carrying out a lot of activities in branches and our constituencies, encouraging people to register to vote. But the main thing that the people of Zimbabwe must know is that the election is the voting is not a political thing, but it is a national development agenda. It is a national development activity whereby all citizens must participate. That's why President Nelson Chamisa launched our program, the CCC, the Citizen Convergence for Change. That's where we say, as citizens, let's converge, let's come together, let's do something that will bring change to Zimbabwe. And we as MDC, we believe that the elections are one of the democratic means that will bring change, that will bring in a new Zimbabwe, and making sure that all Zimbabweans participate in that process.
The issue of electoral reforms, because we saw Pollard last week or so, they were at a meeting somewhere in Nyanga saying that they were discussing the issue of electoral reforms. What programs do you have in place right now to engage ZANU-PF or the government in terms of electoral reforms?
Pollard is just a grouping. I think you saw them in Nyanga. They were just enjoying taxpayers' money. It's a grouping of failed politicians, the grouping of politicians that has lost confidence within the electorate. And what is very important, I think you have seen and read about our statement that was issued at a press conference by Center for Elections, Councillor Ian Makone and Ellen Shigerena, whereby we were stating clearly the reforms that we are pursuing, the reforms that Zimbabwe must take. It's very important for us to have an election without a contestable result, an election whereby a winner, you know, will be congratulated by everyone, whereby every participant, you know, has equal opportunities, has equal chances, has equal chances to be on ZBC, on all public media, whereby you know, the security services are protecting everyone, also not involved in any political, party political activities, including traditional leaders, respecting our traditional leaders, you know, not abusing state institutions, including the civil servants, including the courts, including all those things. You know, what we want at the end of the day is to have an election, you know, that is peaceful, an election that is credible, an election, you know, that will usher in as a new government, a government that is agreed upon by all Zimbabweans, not a government of a certain sector, a certain section of the community.
But do these guys have,
the
system?
They are critical in terms of us moving forward as Zimbabweans. We are at this juncture, we are at this quagmire, we are facing all these challenges, all these problems, because of legitimate crisis, because of elections that have been stolen day in, day out, that has been stolen, the people's victory that has been stolen by Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF.
Please hold on, Gibbs. I think you had a question, if you can say it again.
The question is, do they have confidence in the electoral system?
Gibbs is just saying, do you as MDC Alliance have confidence in the electoral system right now?
And that's why we are saying we want reforms. Reforms, the confidence is not all about us as leaders of MDC, but as Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans, they don't have confidence in the electoral system. That's why we are saying as citizens we are converging. You know, reforms is one of the issues that we are converging as citizens of Zimbabwe. So we are speaking with one voice that there must be reforms before any election, because the reforms are the ones that will make sure that every participant, including voters and the voters, you know, and those who want to be voted, they will be their vote will be secured. Because we want the security of the voter, the security of the vote, before, during, and after the process. So what we want is to have that confidence that you are asking. That confidence is the one that must be brought by the reforms. And we are going to push, we are going to push for reforms. And the electoral body said, must be independent. Mm-hmm. It must be run by professionals, not the security class, not the run by a card-carrying member of other political parties. You know, we need a body that runs elections properly. We need a voters' role that allows everyone who attained 18 years, you know, to be on the voters' roll, to be allowed to vote, because registration must not be of those of the elite, of those people who can afford to go to their district offices to check the IDs and so forth. Because if you go to rural areas, you go to my prayers and so forth, you even here in most of my towns, a lot of people, they are failing to get documents, the registration documents, the IDs, the birth certificates and so forth. Well, the ZANU-PF has made it difficult, has made it become a prestigious, you know, a prestigious thing to have an ID document with. Yes, it must be a basic thing. Everyone must have a birth certificate, everyone must have an ID, and everyone who attained 18 years must be on the voters' roll. It must be automatic. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the reforms that we are advocating for. As we are approaching by-election, that must come anytime soon. We are saying we must have a voter registration process, a voter registration blitz.
Before
the limitation, there must be a registration.
Hold him there.
Mm-hmm.
Hold him there.
Because we hold him there. Have other guests, so just give us a minute. We'll come back to you. But I'll ask you to just remain quiet for a little bit. Go ahead, Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, can you react to what Mr. Tatra is saying? You know, he's making all the accusations, saying that you guys are to blame for all this. Before we go to Mr. Busani Musontin. So go ahead, Mr. Chuma.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. And I was listening to my brother Clifford. Unfortunately, as expected, we are still dwelling in that politics of trying to blame each other and call each other names, things that I don't think are actually necessary. You see, it's like in our party as well as we speak, we have been trying to encourage people to register to vote, and we've been trying to help people also to acquire these documents, the IDs and birth certificates and stuff like that. And most of the times, I being a former member of parliament, I've been actually involved hands on with the issue of birth certificates and IDs for a lot of people. And one thing that I noticed is that people do things out of the ordinary, and then they expect things to be smooth, which is something that is probably not possible all the time, but I think that can be fixed anyway. Like, for example, in this part of the country, you actually have a lot of people giving birth to their children, probably in South Africa, and then they smuggle them into Zimbabwe, and there's no documentation whatsoever. And then it becomes difficult now to trace where exactly that child would have been born and where those papers are and stuff like that. And then it becomes difficult to then issue a birth certificate just like that. That is why then there's now need to have, like, the elders coming in, like maybe the mother, the grandmother, the grandfather from both sides of the child. And now you also find that maybe that child, the mother is the only known person there. The father is unknown totally. And so it becomes so difficult. So some people create problems, and then they want to blame people at the end of the day. But all the same, government tries, by all means, to rectify such things and help people to then acquire. So for anybody to say that ZANU-PF is hindering people from getting birth certificates and IDs is very naive, actually, and frivolous. We also want these people to be registered, because the chances are they can vote for us as well, because we are also a political party. We are out persuading as well, as much as the NDC alliance is also out persuading. So the change for the matter here, James, is that let us stop trying to always blame each other or score political points out of nothing. Let us go out there, educate people, and assist people where they need to be assisted, and simple, and we get this process going. Votes have never been stolen from the NDC alliance at all. The problem that I can tell you is simple. There are people that go into this game and expect just one answer and one result, and that result is they can only be the winners. Once they are not the winners, then there is a problem. I was beaten here in Kulada Mapopoma in Bulawayo. I was the sitting member of parliament, and when elections came, Charles Moyo beat me, and I accepted that and said, "Well, fair and fine. Congratulations, Charles Moyo. It's your turn now. I will assist you whenever and wherever you want me to be of assistance." That is how politics should be, and that is how MDC should be doing. They said quite well. They came up with a good challenge, but then they lost. They must simply admit that, and we move on, and we get out of this political gear that we keep on going on, which determines development at the end of the day. We want people that lose gracefully and win gracefully too. It's as simple as all that.
Mhm. Vachima mombo taura izvozvo neshona hatisati tadzokera kuna vahlachwa yo notifoni yavo vabuda kuti tizokata. Munoti ine zvataurwa navahlachwa yo veMDC Alliance.
Ndatena zvikuru ndavanzwa mukoma wangu achitaura ndangozongoti well ndofunga ndomagariro avo kuti vanogara achida kungoshoropodza vanogara vachida kungoti zvinhu zvese. ZANU-PF yadai, ZANU-PF yadai. Inini pachangu ndikora kunge tasvika pachinhano chekuti ngatibudei panyaya idzodzo dzokutadza kutolerateana isusu semapati dzakasiyana siyana. ZANU-PF sebato naro rikuda kuti dai vanhu vese varegista kuti vavhote. Tinobatsira chaizvo, tinoedza, tinogara tichibatsira kuti vanhu vawane zvinhu zvinofanirwa kuwanikwa, mabirth certificate nezvitupa, kuti vagone kuregista. Hatingambofa tavharira vanhu kudzivirana kuti vagone kuita zvinhu zvakadaro izvozvo, nekuti isusuwo tiri bato ritobuda pabva tichinyengererawo mavhoti wavo. Saka tikavavharira, pamwe vanhu ivavo vaigona kutizovhotera isusu, totaita sei? Saka hatipo pakuti titadzise vanhu kuti vagone kuti vawane mapepa avo akakwana. Nhanzi topa maexamples munomublowayo kwandiri kuno. Tinowana zvikurusa vana vedu vana vasikana ava vanobuda voenda kusouth africa uku vonoita mwana ikoko vozouya naye kuno nana malaisha. Hakuna kana documentation yekuchipatara, hakuna kana pepa riripi, murume wacho hasikutomuzikana kuti ari kupi. Saka zvinobva zvaremera vanhu vekuhome affairs kuti vape munhu iyeye birth certificate just like that, nekuti kupa mapepa aya kune mutemo wazvo, kune nzira dzazvo. Asi isusu inini saformer MP wekupelana Mapopoma ndakabatsira vanhu vakawanda steric kuti vawane mapepa iwavo. Takutonyora maafidavit nezvino kuti kutopupurira vanhu vakuti aiwa munhu tomuziva for sure angaenda kusouth africa zvikadai. Vanozobhadharisa kuti mafaina akadhimemba kuti faina yacho yanga iri marii, asi vakawanda vakagumisira vawana mapepa iwavo, mabirth certificates evana vavo nezvitupa zvavo stuff like that. So it's not like kuti ZANU-PF inoda kudzivirira vanhu kuti vawane mapepa. Tinotoda kuti vanhu vawane mapepa avo varegistrewo kuvhota. Ndosaka ndatinini ndichitangisa papaya izvezvi tichitaura so tiri kuita macell to cell, door to door, tichiongorora kuti nhengo dzedu dzese dziri registered kuti dzisesei dzivhote, nekuti game repolitics at the end of the day igame rekuvhoterana. Saka kana tikatarisa vanhu kuwane mapepa tinozobuda neipapo.
Thank you very much, Mr. Truma. Stay on the line, uvhaleke ibhatani yako. Siyakubaba Mtini, Mr. Mtini, you are an independent observer. So tell us about what you think about all this. You know, you heard from Mr. Hlatshwayo, now you are hearing from Mr. Chuma. So what's your opinion on this?
My opinion, Mr. Duva, I think, you know, I'll try to be as brief and let the politicians, you know, fight this one.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the voter awareness or voter education, we should be seeing Zach out there. If Zach is independent, they should be having campaigns. They should be having mobile voter registrations. I'll use an example. Before I moved to the U.S., from 1991 to 94, I used to work at the registrar's office, at the passport office. There was a time where there was a voter registration whereby people used to, we used to go all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
We were posted out there for months and months, and we are making good money just for, as a side note. And people would come, we are attracting people that had no birth certificates, people that had no IDs. What Mr. Chuma is talking about, the affidavits, people will come with a witness, like an elderly person, to say, yes, this is my child, because his father died during Kukurahundi or other, you know, issues. And we'll issue those people birth certificates, they'll go on to get IDs, and they'll get passports, and they can register to vote. So that's what I think needs to happen. The government needs to have that kind of initiative to go all over the country, be accessible to people. Don't expect someone to come from, you know, Vesha to travel all the way to Eswatini to register. When they arrive at Eswatini, guess what? They may find the office is closed and they go back. Are they going to come back the following day? They won't. So the government or ZEC needs to go out there. We should not leave this to ZANU. We should not leave this to MDCA or any other political party. Yes, they need to energize their best to say go register to vote. But ZEC, as an independent institution and the government, they need to provide the funds for mobile registrations to travel all over the country, meet the people where they are. Don't expect people to come to you, because people, one, during COVID, two, people don't have money and the means to travel. We hear of many people that actually do travel. When they get to the centers, they find these guys bringing tea and say, oh, we are done for the day. Come back tomorrow. But how am I going to, you know, find another $20 to come back tomorrow to register? Mm. So that's where the problem is. So, you know, in short, that's like, and what personally, as an individual, what I'm doing, there's a lot of kids that I sponsor to go to college at NASP and other places, even at, you know, high school. The requirement that I have for them to pay for their tuition, show me proof that you have registered to vote. I'm doing the same for my parents. I'm saying, for me to continue doing this, show me proof that you have registered to vote. Mm-hmm. As the diaspora, yes, we need our diaspora vote, but right now we don't have the diaspora vote. When it comes to opposition parties, I'll expect them to say, yes, we realize we have support in South Africa. Therefore, we are providing 2 buses every weekend or every week to go bring people for free from Botswana, from South Africa, from Zambia to come register. Because we know that political reforms are not going to happen. The diaspora vote is not going to happen. So as the opposition, any opposition in Zimbabwe, what they should be doing, they need to be bringing people to come to Zimbabwe to vote, even if it means they have to fund their transportation means. I'll stop here.
Yes,
okay, Babu Tube. I'm on that point as well. We need to help Sifundisa Abantu about this thing. How can they vote, and the point ekhulunywa ngubabuntini lana ukuthi there is a need also, if possible, abantu bathole a transport to go, the means to go there and register now, and then when it's time, then they are able to go and vote. So this is the time where we really need to do something about this voting thing. I think I cannot say much. Much has been spoken, and nale mobility, uti the ZEC must go into rural areas, and I also benefited from this project where Home Affairs was going into rural areas, Sawaz, which is totally is too right as well as the Lavis Punda corner, the Tolama birth certificate and all that. so they can ngicabanga uma bengaqhubeka bakwenze lokho ukuze bakwazi ukuthi bafike where so that they can reach those people who are unable to or does not have means to go to the centers to register. That would be great, actually.
Yeah, wonderful. Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to you, Mr. Tachwayo, I hope you can still hear me.
Yes.
So you heard Mr. Chuma from ZANU-PF saying, no, MDC Alliance, you're just crying foul. And, you know, he's saying no election was stolen, and the issue of the birth certificates is saying they actually would like people to register because they also need those same registered voters to vote for them.
it's funny. You know, it's not a serious political party when it comes to delivery. It is only serious when it comes to power retention. You know, as Zimbabweans, they call it blaming. It's not blaming. We are demanding our rights. You know, it's a right for someone to have the registration document. It's a right for every citizen, you know, to be allowed to vote. It's their right to have basic necessities, all those things. So when we are saying it, it's not blaming. You know, it's a government responsibility. And as citizens, we must be, not to be, you know, to be blocked or to be compromised with opposition. That's the role of the opposition, to tell you that this must be done. This must be done to citizens. And it must be done like this. So if we say it and you call it blaming, then it shows that you are not a serious political party. You attempt to be competent, but you are not a very, very good copper. You know, we need a society with a strong opposition. We need a society with a strong alternative, and the alternative is MDC Alliance. You know, we are not like those people. You know, both the problem we have in Zimbabwe is that the ZANU-PF, you know, they want a compromise and submissive opposition political party. You know, no. We want things to be done properly, and we'll say it as it is because we represent the interests of many Zimbabweans. So when it comes to registration, it is very critical. That's why we said we even before delimitation process, there must be a blitz to register people so that delimitation process will be done based on actual figures, based on the contemporary figures gathered by statistics, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why we are saying that we need a country that is tolerant. I am very happy that my brother Comrade Chuma is saying that tolerance, you know, they must look for a very good definition of tolerance. But intolerance, it started with them. They are the ones who don't tolerate different views from them. They are the ones who say, if I demand something, you are blaming and you are anti-government, you are not patriotic, and so forth. It shows that they are not tolerant. So that's what we are saying. We need a tolerant society. We need a society that works together. We need a Zimbabwe that is one. And to cure all the problems that we are facing as a country, we must have an election that is credible, an election that is peaceful, not this commandeering. You know, commandeering, we command in agriculture, we command in elections, we command in the economy, we command in transport, we command in everything. We command in registration of people. We master that. We are very much aware that even, you know, the apathy, you know, apathy, people not going to vote, that's what they want, that's what they want. They will have a lot of tactics, you know, to rig, you know, when the figures are small, you know, they can play around the figures. So we want, as Zimbabweans, you know, let's come together, let's mobilize each other as citizens. We want the government in place, you know, to make sure that the registrar offices, you know, are open for everyone. He is better. He's from Kopoma, you know, which is an urban setting. And the registration centers, they're nearby. Mm-hmm. Talk about the people in Binga. You know, talk about people in Binga, my rural area. you need to travel more than 100 kilometers to get to the registrar office. Where do people get that amount, you know, that money for travel and etc? You know,
thank
a family,
you.
If it is about that figures, you need to ferry everyone. We receive a lot of complaints. We receive a lot of demands and claims from various people, you know, who need assistance. You know, it's not about those people who went to South Africa or to Botswana. It's about those people who are here in Zimbabwe. We have never been in South Africa. We have never been in Mozambique. We have never been in Zambia. But they are here in Zimbabwe. But because of the setup, you know, because of where they are, they cannot access offices, you know, or registration offices. So we need to look at that. You, my brother, you know, who was working in a registrar, they spent just 2 days. At a place, you know, 2 days, 1 day, back day, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, birth certificate for people to get this certificate. But in my interview, you know, interviews to be carried out and so forth. And it needs time, and they will be honest. And some of them, they will not be very friendly. You know, now did that, not be, and so forth. But you know, they are only asking for targets and so forth. You know, but next and so forth. So we have those challenges, and it must be, it's a right of a citizen, you know, to have those documents. And if a government, you know, presides over a country with people without those documents, you know, it's not encouraging. Go to, we were in Chilonga the last time with the Vice President of the United States. You know, people were talking about that. Was even Maasai side network. It's not there. They receive network from Mozambique, from South Africa, you know, because there is no communication, no one.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the challenges. We're talking about real challenges, access roads and so forth, networks and so forth, you know. So people are getting it difficult to get those basic documents. But we are saying, as a people, we must come together, we must converge, we must confront the enemy. The enemy of the people is known. The enemy of progress is known. The enemy of development is known. And we are ready to make sure that we fight and make and build one Zimbabwe, a Zimbabwe which is a product of the people, not
thank
of
you.
The ruling elite or cartels.
Yeah, yes, Mr. Chuma, can you chip in there?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Gabe. Yes, my brother is trying by all means to go out all the way to vilify and demonize us. But like I said before, there is a very clear system of how people must acquire IDs, birth certificates, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And now I can say to him easily, show me one person who was born here in Zimbabwe in any one of our facilities, be it in Pilo Hospital, Parenyat, or even at home, but who then followed the proper procedures, who has been hindered from accessing those documents with ease. I know for a fact at Mpilo Central Hospital there, the moment you give birth in there, the process of getting a birth certificate for that child is so easy that you even get it right there at Mpilo without even having to go to Home City or some other office outside that complex. You actually get everything there. As much as even if we talk about the death certificates and the burial orders and stuff like that, you actually get them within that hospital there. So things have been made easy for everybody. But like I said, we have some of our citizens who do abnormal things and then expect things to be normal, and yet we will have put guidelines and parameters of how things should be done. But then again, I went on to say that government is out there again trying to then assist and correct those mistakes that those citizens would have had on themselves, on their own. But government is saying, okay, fine, let's assist each other. And then that is where the issue of affidavits came in. And even in rural areas, I know that chiefs, Nana Sabugu, he have that power as well to actually witness that this child is a child that we know from this area, and therefore they can be given the birth certificates and the national IDs and stuff like that. So all these are efforts and signs that government is not sitting on its laurels, but rather it was to then correct the mistakes that people would have made on their own. So I do not know where then one can say that everything is supposed to be blamed on ZANU-PF or government. Yet I simply explained logistics and things that are there, which any one of us here can prove by going to any hospital and see that is there anybody who can have difficulties in accessing these documents as long as they have done things the proper way. That is all I am talking about. And as for reforms and all that, we will argue, but like I said, this is not about rigging. This is not about anything. Because if it was about rigging, why are we not rigging the up and seats, all of them, like this? We are losing in Bulawayo, we are losing in Harare, we are losing in Masvingo, Gweru, all towns, if I may just say. We are losing in all those towns. Why are we not rigging in those towns to get seats at least? Because, like, for example, in Bulawayo, we only got one seat, and that one seat, we got it also by default because the MTC had fielded two candidates there, and they split that vote. Even in Harare, the seat that was won there by Honorable Collins Mnangagwa was also because of MTC by default. So, in essence, we can all sit in urban centers, and here we are. We were supposed to be the masters of rigging. So why are we not rigging seats in these urban centers? And these urban centers, if the elite of ZANU-PF actually, it is the people that are actually running ZANU-PF, I mean, per se. So why are we not rigging these seats to remain in parliament, to remain in councils and stuff like that? How are we a rigging master if we're failing to do a simple thing like that? That's why I said, I'm an example. I was beaten in Belanda Mampopoma, and I congratulated the MTC guy who won. This is how politics must play out, not this selfishness of saying, if it's not me, then it can never be anybody else. It was wrong.
Siyabonga baba uchuma baba hlase amafishane sibili ungathi nqa ungavaliswa abantu kulapha kuna ungabatshela khona.
Hi, what I can say ukuthi I'm very thankful we had a very good discussion today. I would like to encourage abantu ukuthi let us try by all means to go and register to vote. Our votes count and it will make a difference. Let us, wherever we are, let us help those who are in need, especially here at Tinala, the diaspora who are here in SA. Let us help each other. Let us not be involved in and all that. Let us be disciplined people. This is pertaining us, and God will help us. He will bless us.
Thank you very much. Babu, Usan Busoltini, Ofshan Babu.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Kube, and thank you, Dadwet Magalas. My last words, I'll encourage Zach to reach out to the people. I'll encourage the state to provide mobile registrations. People need to be met where they are and not expect them to travel with the money that they don't even have. Let's reach out to the people, get them registered. The diaspora vote, I know it's a dice one for the ruling party because most of the diaspora people will vote for the opposition. But we want our vote as a diaspora. We are paying taxes. We are keeping the economy afloat. We need our vote.
On that note, I think we've come to the end of our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. He's a central committee member of the ruling party. Mr. Nkosinathi Hlase, who is a political activist based in Johannesburg. Mr. Clifford Tlatshwayo, who is in the MTC Alliance. And Mr. Busani Busontini. We wish to thank you all for joining our show today, and we hope you are going to join another show before the end of the week. And signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. And I hope, Marvelous, you are okay there because you are very bubbly today, and we like it.
I'm very good, actually. I was excited today because we managed to get Mr. Tlatshwayo on the on the show. So I'm really that you know, and then Mr. Chuma, to have that kind of banter, it actually does inform our listeners. So I'm excited about that. So just a word again to Otienda Tlatshwayo. Vangavani Pachirongwa, if you never forgot to tell us and got Sanga Neipa, let's talk. Got to play Mangwana per Facebook page, Yedu, Pano per VOA Shona. Muvenes Barakanaka, Kwamri Koko.
Good night, this is Steve Stewart. Bye bye.